Kinyan Chaf Hey, the 25th Kinyan of the Memches Devarim Shatar Niknas Bahem, is Hasumeach Bechelkai. Somebody is happy with his chelek, with his lat, that he gets from Hashem. Now the Medrash Shmuel says this is relevant both in Gashmius and in Ruchmius. He says with regard to Gashmius, La'olam al yavatel milimudoi bishvil chemdas hamamim. Person should never have to stop his learning and hold back from attending his siddurim and his shiurim because of chemdas hamamon. Person who sameach bechalkoi, he's happy with what he has. He knows that he put in and he did his ishtadlus for his parnasa. He'll be able to have the menuchas hanefesh when it comes his time to learn, to be able to sit and learn with the yishav adas. But a person who's a oyev kesef, la yispa kesef, that person will always be mevatel milimudai, v'yelech achrei hevel. That person will constantly be cutting from his siddurim and running after divrei hevel. And he says, from a ruchnius angle, hasameach bechelkai, someone should be happy that his chelek and his hevel was with lemdei Torah. Even though many times Torah's mateshas koicha shel adam makes a person weak, and a person has to put in energy and effort, which weakens him, makes him tired. But a person is sameach that he has the opportunity to be able to learn. Now, Matasiyahu Salomon, in his Matnas Chaim, says that a sameach b'chalkei doesn't mean that a person shouldn't give all his koiches and be happy with the small amount of Torah that he has. And he brings the Yalkut Shemayni, which is also a Tana Devei Eliyahu, that brings a story with Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was one time walking, and he says he found a person who was being misloitzetz and Malig Bidvarov. Seems like he was making fun of something that Eliyahu Navi said. It's not clear. And Eliyahu Navi says, Amarti loy, I said to him, Uma tashav li yetzrecha l'yem hadin. What are you going to answer your creator when it comes to the yem hadin? Amali, he said to me, Bina v'deya loy nasnu li menashomayim she'ekra v'eshne. I never got Bina and Das. I never got it from Shomayim that I should know how to learn. Learn Mikra, learn Mishnah. Amarti loy. So Eliyahu Navi says, Bini, ma malachtecha, what do you do for a living? Armaloi, tzayar, I'm a fisherman. Ani amarti loy, I said to him, Mila metcha shatita in pishtan v'targenu mitzudas layam. Who taught you how to make the ropes to take the pishtan and weave it together so you should have proper netting to catch the fish? Armali, bina nastili menashamayim. For that, I got bina. Amarti loy, uma litol pishtan v'le ereg mitzudas laha alois badagim min ayam. To know how to weave together netting to catch your fish, that you got deyam bina from shamayim. On something which the Torah is made, the Torah says, "Ki karei ve'lecha davar ma'ay." It is so close to you. Loi nastun lecha bina v'deyam min hashamayim. Miyad heirim kolei yubacha. He lifted his voice and he started crying. Atcha amarti loi al gera lecha bini. Everybody says this teretz. Everybody says, well, I don't have the bina, I don't have the das, it's hard for me to learn. In other words, the excuse that he was giving, that he doesn't have the kayach, the ability, the das, b'limud ha-Torah, because he tried, Eliyahu Navi was telling him that's a mistake. Because if you would go approach the divrei Torah with the same mishtadlos that you have, that you mishtadlo for parnasa, and you would work, you would see that you would have a tremendous hasaga in limud ha-Torah. And the reason why you have so little is because you don't give the same effort to understand Torah as you do your parnasa. And he brings the Gemara Nida, daf tazayin amud beis. The Gemara says, Darash of Chanina bar Papa, Oysay malach hamamuna al-hirayim ba-laylo shemay. The malach that's appointed on pregnancies, his name is Laila. And he takes a tipa and he stands by a Kaddish Baruch Hu and he says, Yubay nishalel, and this tipa, what should it be? A gibar or a chalash? Strong person or a weak person? A chacham or tippish? Smart person or a dumb person? Asherayani? A rich person or a poor person? The ilu rasha itzadik leko amar. But he doesn't say rasha itzadik. He doesn't ask that. And the Gemara says, it's like Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Chanina says, akol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim shenemar va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem alekecha shel meyimach kim liyira v'goymer. So you see that in gzeirus shamayim, the Malach and the Gemara compares a Chacham or a Tippish like an Ani and an Asher. It goes into the same questions that the Malach who's Mamuna and Eroyan asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you're born. And Matasiyahu says, we never find a person that who's having a hard time in Parnassah just gives up. And he says, oh, possibly I'm the person who's supposed to be an Ani, so I'm not going to try. Just like the person, when he has Parnasa Nisyanis, he doesn't give up. So too, the Chacham of the Tipish, he's not going to say, oh, I'm supposed to be a Tipish, so I'm not going to try to learn. No, obviously it doesn't mean that a person is destined to be a Tipish or destined to be an Ani. Rather, as the Rambam in the 8th paragraph of Shmoneh Prakim explains, these are the inclinations. These are what's going to be easier for the person. He might be more inclined to be a Chacham. He might be more inclined to be a Tipish. He might be more inclined to be an Asher, more inclined to be an Ani. Whatever it is, he could be either one. He could be a Chacham, it could be an Asher. He'll just have to work harder at it. It's referring to the Kalim that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to each and every person, the abilities, the Keiches. But of course, any person with the right Yegiyah and the right Amelos, and of course, Tefillot HaKadosh Baruch Hu could grow and become a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So Asamech B'chalke means that even if a person, his Kalim and the abilities that he got, his Kishroinus, are not at the level of other people's, Hasamech B'chalkei, he's happy, he knows what he has to do, and what it takes for him to be able to understand his learning. That's Hasamech B'chalkei, that's a tremendous midah, being able to grow and be koine Torah in the proper way. Have a wonderful day.